Hi, you're welcome to Geography Online class. And I'm your teacher, Chinedu Ene. Today, we'll be looking at map reading. This class is basically for SS1 students. Now, the topic, map reading, is actually a very broad one. However, today, we'll be looking at the introductory parts of this topic. So, for the purpose of this class, we'll be looking at the definition of a map, types of map, map scale, and types of scale. Now, before we go on, I want us to consider a few facts. For instance, if you need to get to a place that you've not been to before, you will agree with me that you're going to be needing a direction. Also, if you want to set up a structure on a piece of land, you will also agree with me that it is necessary you come up first with a building plan. Now, these examples underscore the importance of a map in our everyday life, or the uses of a map in our everyday life. Now, that brings us to the definition of a map. What is a map? Now, for the purpose of this topic, or for the purpose of this subject, a map can be defined as a representation of the Earth's surface as it is seen from above on a paper. I take that again. A map can be defined as the representation of the Earth's surface as it is seen from above on a paper. In other words, a map simply means a paper illustration showing directions and oftentimes positions or locations of important features. When we talk about features, in this case, we're referring to structures, man-made structures, or the physical elements in our environment, the natural resources or natural elements in our environment. All these can be represented on a map. Types of map. There are actually different types of map, namely, you have topographical maps. You also have atlas map. You have plan maps. You also have sketch maps, and so on. Now let's look at map scale. map scale or the scale of a map. The scale of a map shows the relationship between the distance of two points on a map and the actual or equivalent distance on ground. I'll take that again. The scale of a map shows or indicates the relationship between the distance of two points on a map and the actual or equivalent distance on ground. In other words, map scale is the ratio, proportion, or relationship between measurements on the map and the actual measurement on the ground. The ratio, proportion, or relationship between measurements on the map and the actual measurements on the ground. Let me explain to you what this means. Now, for every measurement made on a map, for better comprehension, it needs to be converted to equivalent ground distance. Whereas map measurements are made in centimeter, that is cm, ground measurements are made in kilometers, km. Now this means, after measuring, for example, the distance between two points on a map, which of course must be in cm, to get the actual measurement on ground, you need to convert that map measurement to ground measurement, meaning you are going to convert from centimeter to kilometer in order to get the actual measurement on ground. For instance, 2 cm to 1 km, 2 cm to 1 km, that is 2 cm to 1 km, simply means or can be interpreted as 2 cm on the map is equivalent to 1 km on ground, or 1 km on the ground represents 2 cm on the map. That is map scale. Now let's look at types of scale. There are basically 3 types of scale. You have statement scale, you have linear scale, and you also have representative fraction, which is often referred to as RF. I said there are 3 types of scale. Number 1 is statement scale. 2 is linear scale, and 3 is representative fraction, also known as RF. Now we take them one after the other. First, statement scale. This is the expression of the map scale in statement form, or with the aid of figures. Statement scale is the expression of the map scale in statement form, or with the use of figures. Examples of statement scale include, listen attentively, 1 centimeter represents 2 kilometers. 1 centimeter represents 2 kilometers. Or you can also say 1 cm to 2 km. 1 cm to 2 km. That's a statement scale. Another example of a statement scale, 2 cm represents 1 km. That is 2 centimeters. 2 centimeters represents 1 kilometer. 2 cm to 1 km. 2 cm to 1 km. That is 2 centimeters on the map represent 1 kilometer on ground. One more example, 1 cm to 0.5 km. That is 1 centimeter represents 0.5 kilometer. It simply means 1 centimeter on map represents 0.5 kilometer on ground. Now it is important to note that the centimeter part, that is the cm part of the scale, represents measurements on the map. I think I've mentioned that before. While the kilometer part, the km part of the map of the scale, the km part of the scale represents actual or ground distance. The cm part of the scale represents measurements on the map, while the km part of the scale represents actual or ground distance. The second type of scale is the linear scale. A linear scale is a line drawn to represent the relationship between the distance on the map and the actual or equivalent distance on the ground. I said a linear scale is a line drawn to represent the relationship between the distance on the map and the actual or equivalent distance on the ground. After the audio teaching, I'm going to also back it up with a note to proper illustrate the things we have learned here. Now, the next type of scale, or the third type of scale, is the representative fraction, also known as RF. The representative fraction, also known as RF. Now, this type of scale expresses the distance on the map and the distance on ground in the form of a fraction or ratio. I say this type of scale expresses the measurements on the map and the measurements on the ground in the form of fraction or ratio. For example, one cm to one km, one cm to one km you know that's a statement scale. To put it in RF, it is going to be 1:100,000. Now let me quickly say that 1 km is equivalent to 100,000. 1 km is equivalent to 100,000. So 1 cm to 1 km in statement scale is 1:100,000. That is 1:100,000. Let's look at another example. 1 cm to 0.5 km. That's a statement scale. I'm sure you know that. 1 cm to 0.5 km. Statement scale. Now, changing it to representative fraction now, which is also another form of map scale, it becomes 1:50,000. 1:50,000. That is 1:50,000. For that example, 1:2 km. 1:2 km. That's a statement scale. It's equivalent in representative fraction. 1:2 km then becomes 1:200,000. 1:200,000. That is 1:200,000. Remember again that the cm part of the map scale represents measurements on the map, while the km part represents measurements on the ground. And 1 km, every 1 km is equivalent to 100,000. Every 1 km is equivalent to 100,000. In the next class, we will look at how to convert from one scale to another. Conversion from one scale to another. Now, for further studies, you can consult your textbooks, Essentials of Geography, MapWalk, pages 157 and 158. We'll stop here for today. Thank you.